This is Desiree Scales with High Velocity Radio on Business Radio X in Atlanta. I feel lonely today, but I'm excited. You know, I know Sander's out. He's across the country working on the West Coast, so we miss him. But I've got Kevin.
Well, at least we have you back. We missed you last week.
So. I know. And guess what? Next week, I'll be on the West Coast again.
I like this. They're switching on and off. You're like, I need a co-host. Now it's like, well, this is your week. I need a week off.
I know. It kind of worked out that way. But we're just both busy doing a lot of traveling.
I'm really glad you're both busy. You guys are both like, you're just booming successfully. So.
Yeah. Everything's going really well. So how are your allergies, Kevin?
I don't really have allergies, so I'm surviving that just well, and I love that it's warm out multiple days in a row.
I know, right? It's been such a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Well, I'm really excited. I've got a guest with us today, Ben Reed from Pitch Maps. Ben and I have never met, so this is our first time meeting today, which is really fun. I really enjoy that spur of the moment. Hey, let's talk, you know, about business. And Ben, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And you're here because you had a pretty integral part in Sander's success by helping him create some messaging around the company that he was with and helping him also with his new venture. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting to know that. So welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So let's talk about your company, Pitch Maps. Mm-hmm. Tell us exactly what your target audience is and what you do.
Sure. So we help companies find their message, and what that looks like for us is brand positioning, sales messaging, and content marketing. So work primarily with B2B companies. Within that, a lot of technology, professional services, companies like that. And you know, if you think trying to grow your business, the first thing you need is leads. So that's kind of the content marketing piece. Then you need to convert those leads, and that's where sales messaging comes in. And then the brand positioning is kind of the fuel behind all of that that makes your content and your messaging more meaningful. So we work typically with companies that have, you know, either a really complex message where maybe it takes 10,000 words to explain what they do, or kind of a Me Too message where everyone in their industry is saying the same things. And how do they cut through that clutter? How do they differentiate their sales messaging to drive growth?
Right. So you work very closely with the sales arms of these organizations to help them clearly define, you know, what they can do for their audience.
We do. We really try and bring marketing and sales together throughout the process, so that, you know, you have that alignment across the organization, so that the message that's being communicated by marketing is the same message that's coming out of the sales professional's mouth, and it really makes a big difference.
I love the way that you create pictures to tell the story too. A pitch map, a map of an organization, maybe their revenue, what they've done, their growth. That's what I've seen so far. And it just, you know, we see so many infographics out there on the web. And I think that visuals, being a web design, you know, web design company, we really rely on visuals a lot, as you know. But visuals and good imagery, people take that for granted. Let's talk about that and why that's important.
Yeah, so visuals are a big part of it. And, you know, I think one of the things that's been especially powerful for us is the whiteboard side of visuals, too. So equipping sales professionals with you know, just a really simple whiteboard sketch that they can go into a meeting with to tell their story. And, you know, that simple visual, even just, you know, scribbling a few shapes and numbers onto a whiteboard can make a huge difference in kind of cementing the message into your prospect's mind.
Wow.
So that's a big part of what we do.
Okay.
And then we've also done the kind of thing you're referring to, where we'll take their whole message and put it on just a single sheet of paper,
right, 11, or a slide.
11 by 17, or a slide or something,
right,
and really try and boil it down to something like that, really simple that they can go and use in sales conversations. So
let's talk also, do you guys help people with video ideas? You know, not taking video, but can you take those concepts and put them on video? Or
so not something that we do ourselves, but certainly, you know, a lot of great partners in town that do that type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell us about why you started. How did you start? I know you guys did web design and a lot of what we do now, but then you threw that kind of to the side and said, we need to concentrate on content marketing. Let's talk about that.
Sure. So we kind of the evolution of Pitch Maps. So it started, you know, we had an advertising branding agency for several years doing basically, you know, all of the same things, web design,
right,
collateral, ads, a little bit of branding, that type of thing. And then along the way, really found our sweet spot in helping companies with their message.
Yeah.
So we'd often get called into a project where somebody said, yeah, we need a new website or whatever it may be. And we find out, gosh, before you even look at that, what's your story? How are you any different from the 10 companies that do what you do in this town, right, let alone everybody else? And so started working with companies really to help them drill down to that core message and kind of built out some process around that to make that more effective. And then a couple of years ago, we kind of flipped the switch and cut back everything else we were doing to just focus on that core sales and marketing message. And we've been doing that basically exclusively for the last couple of years. And then this year, we've also launched a new service offering around content marketing.
Okay.
So how do you carry that message through into the conversations that are happening online, you know, getting meaningful content out there in terms of your blog, your white papers, ebooks, all of those kind of things that are becoming much more a huge part of the buying process these days.
Right. So you guys have a three-step action plan, basically. And
we do.
Step one is uncovery.
Yep.
And step two is pitch map. And step three is alignment. Let's talk about those three in order. Let's talk about step one. What is uncovery? What does that mean for a business?
Sure. So there's some research out there that says that 86% of the value propositions salespeople present basically go in one ear and out the other. They're not remembering them, they're not acting on them, and you know that's a problem.
Right.
Problem for sales, for marketing, for the whole organization. And what we've found is oftentimes it's because they're not really inspiring, they're not connecting with the target audience, they're just informing. So we've kind of separated the whole conversation onto two different levels that we call company and cause. So your company messaging, you know, it's, hey, we've got these six service offerings, these three steps in our process, these seven technology tools,
right,
all of that kind of information, which can be incredibly helpful, but it's not the kind of thing that's necessarily going to inspire action. So what we try and do in the uncovery phase is drill down to what we call the cause. So by cause, I don't necessarily mean the charity you support or that type of thing, but how mm-hmm. how you're changing your customer's world. So it's more than a mission statement, which can be kind of, you know, overly grandiose and kind of bland all at the same
yeah.
time, but it's a rally cry, a mm-hmm. stake in the ground, a manifesto. So the uncovery is all about getting to that cause, and it's a process that starts with an executive strategy session with the leadership team to kind of, you know, get the key players to the table and ask all those questions around who's your real target audience, what are their pain points, you know, when does the light bulb go off when you're talking with folks, you know, what misperceptions are there about your company in the marketplace,
yeah.
You know, all those kind of questions. Then we'll move to a competitor messaging analysis to say, not just, you know, who your competitor is, what's their market share, mm-hmm. that type of thing, but more around how are they telling their story? What's their messaging? What's their positioning? You know, we'll pull verbatims from their messaging and kind of analyze all of that together and say, okay, what are the common selling points? What are the themes that we see emerging? And then kind of turn around and look in the mirror and say, okay, if this is what the marketplace is saying, how is our own messaging any different from this? And
right.
typically you find out, you know, everyone's saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go from there and do a number of interviews. We'll talk with folks inside the company as well as outside the company to kind of figure out strengths and weaknesses and, you know, what the message is, what message is resonating. Oftentimes we find, you know, if you talk to 20 people in a company and ask them what the company does, you might get 20 completely different answers.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that process of really doing those in-depth interviews is where a lot of the gold is found when mm-hmm. we're digging down to the cause. So then that's where it kind of kicks over to the creative process of, okay, given all that, you know, how do we come up with a meaningful, simple message to sort of hang the hat on.
Is that phase two, step two, the pitch map phase?
So this is kind of the end of that first phase is,
uncovering.
Okay, let's land on a cause.
Gotcha.
Translate that into a simple message. Then step two is let's bake that out into sales and marketing messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with that core pitch. That's your answer to the what do you do question. And then, you know, figure out what does that look like in a 30-second elevator speech? What does it look like in a boilerplate? What does it look like in a whiteboard presentation
right.
or a tweet or, you know, some yeah. of those kind of things. And then back it up with what we call scripts, sayings, and stories.
Wow.
So the scripts, okay. this is all the supporting messaging around, you know, maybe your process or your different service offerings or verticals that you're targeting. The sayings are all those fun kind of one-liners that, you know, grab people's attention and
yeah.
Facts and phrases and quotes and things like that.
Would that be hashtags too?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the stories, you know, what are just a few simple stories that you can arm your your sales team, your marketing team with that they can go and pass on that become, you know, memorable or repeatable.
Right.
So you end up with this pitch map that becomes kind of this multi-page deck that you can give to your marketing team and say, okay, here's the roadmap for, you know, the messaging on our website, our collateral, our ads, and give to your sales team and say, here's kind of the roadmap for conversations, for presentations, you know, cut and paste stuff into emails, proposals, et cetera. And you kind of get everybody singing from the same songbook. And then the third step is alignment. So you know, if this is what we stand for as an organization, how do we kind of align all of our practices around this pitch? How do we make sure the marketing team's aligned? How do we make sure the sales team's aligned? So that you really can move things forward.
You know, so I think I find a lot with companies, they want to service everybody. And we all know the riches are in the niches. You know, I think you guys have found that in your content marketing and in your messaging, you know, taking everything else and setting it aside and saying, this is what we're good at. This is what we really, really enjoy. Mm-hmm. How do you get companies that, like I said, they want to be everything to everyone? How do you get them to focus? That's tough.
It is. It's a really tough challenge. Mm-hmm. But that specialization thing is so huge. So, you know, and a lot of that needs to happen before you even get to the stage of how do we turn this into a message.
Okay.
But, you know, we certainly can kind of help companies think through those things. But, yeah, when you get it right, it's so powerful. Last month, there's a company, I don't know if you're familiar with 37 Signals.
Yes.
Yeah, the folks that do Basecamp, the project management tool. So they...
High-Rise,
yeah, exactly. Right. So they, last month, actually just kind of made the decision or made public the decision that they're going to be a one-product company.
Oh, wow.
And they're kind of transitioning out of all the other products that they use, High-Rise and Task Force, whatever.
Are they
all
only
going to
be
Basecamp?
Yeah, yep. Which is their
That's
product.
That's their core product.
Right.
That's what folks know them for.
It's a project management tool. We used it for many years in our company.
So it was a really bold move. You know, they've been around for 10 years. They've come up with, gosh, you know, probably a dozen different products and, and services and things. But they said, you know what? The path forward for us is specialization.
Right.
And I think that's really powerful because the more you specialize, the more believable you become. You know, if you say we have the best project management tool in the world, it makes it a lot more believable if you can say, and that's all we do.
Right. Exactly. Jason Fried, isn't he the leader of that company?
Yep.
And then he also writes for Entrepreneur magazine,
right.
I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been reading his column for a long, long time.
Yep.
And he did talk about that, I remember. And
and they're
seems
very,
like they pulled the trigger finally.
Yeah, they did. So
that's a scary move.
It's a gutsy move.
Yeah.
You know, people might call it crazy, but
it's like
it's
if Apple
move.
Said, we're only going to make iPhones,
right,
you know,
right.
for the rest of our days. Really?
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
So
but
not every company can take it to that level of specialization.
Right.
But still, you know, can you specialize in, you know, a vertical? Can you specialize in, you know, a core set of product offerings? But I think that the challenge that people face, especially sometimes earlier in the journey for companies, is wanting to be all things to all people. And what happens is, you know, you're less credible because, you know, you can't be an expert at everything. Mm-hmm. No one really believes that you can do everything really well.
Right.
And you also become less referable because companies don't have that one hook in their mind that they can hang you on. You know, so for us, when we went from being kind of broad marketing services to core messaging, all of a sudden we became a lot more referable because when people think of core messaging, they think of us. Whereas when they think of broad marketing services, they think of a gazillion different companies out there.
So there's a lot. So give us a few tips on what business owners can do to really make their messaging pop. You know, what is it? Should it be simpler? Should it be three words? You know, what is it? Should there be a funny word in there that people remember? Are there any tips that you can give
us?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Simplicity, huge.
Mm-hmm.
No one has time to remember, you know, the long elevator speeches or that type of thing. So simplicity is huge. You know, creativity is huge. Contrast is huge. If you can really convey, you know, here's the difference between your world with us versus your world without us and show that contrast, that's where people see value.
Yeah.
You know, short obviously is great.
Right.
The whole cause thing we found is a real differentiator.
Talk more about that.
Yeah.
What does that mean? So a company having a cause that everybody can be behind. Give us an example.
Yeah. So one example of a company in the B2B space that has a cause, because it's a little bit more of a challenge in a B2B space. Sometimes, right. You know, you think about companies like Ben and Jerry's or Southwest, you know, that mm-hmm. have great causes. But, you know, if you make computers, what's your cause? So think about IBM mm-hmm. with their Smarter Planet thing.
Gotcha.
You know, there are a lot of companies in their space that say, hey, come buy our computers. We've got the best computers. Whereas they're saying, let's build a smarter planet together.
Right.
And
right.
championing a cause and rallying everybody around that cause. Okay. And then it filters throughout their marketing. It filters throughout, you know, even aligning the organization. So it's a powerful thing. We often, in the consumer space, we often talk about Nike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I say Nike, you say,
just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. Right, exactly. And that just rolls off the tongue. They started saying that.
We didn't practice that, folks.
They started saying that back in 1988 when the products they were selling are completely different from the products that they're selling today.
Right.
But it's rung true over the years. Mm-hmm. And we saw something in a publication, a business publication from their CFO talking about how Nike really describes, you know, their culture and even how they make decisions, you know, when the just do it thing. So it becomes something that really permeates the culture. And, you know, they could have said, you know, we often joke if B2B marketers like us had written the tagline, it could have been something like technologically advanced footwear solutions
right.
for the performance, you know, athlete, that yeah. type of thing. But it's just do it. And that's what makes it powerful. So simple, concrete,
right.
creative, memorable.
Three words, you know,
yeah.
three words and a period at the end, you know, because it's a sentence. It's not right. just a slogan. And so it's great.
Yeah. Another...
I was going to say, on your site, you've got a quote from Jim Collins and Jerry Paras, authors of Built to Last, one of my favorite books. And you said, you put on there, organizations driven by purpose and values outperform their competitors by 6-1. That's mm-hmm. a very powerful statement, and that goes along with what we just said.
Yep. So that's the power of really taking your cause and making it much more than just a marketing line,
right.
but aligning your whole organization around it. So, you know, if we're the company that stands for, you know, speed,
right.
well, okay, let's look at all of our practices. How quickly do we respond to customer inquiries? You know,
yeah.
how quickly do, you know, you get the idea. So
right.
aligning your whole organization around that cause, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
can be a really powerful tool in outperforming the competition.
Exactly. So, you know, with your own company, let's talk about your cause, you know, for your company.
Sure.
What is it?
So ours is all about helping companies find their message.
Okay.
You know, we work with so many companies that are really struggling with, you know, how do we tell our story? And, you know, especially in the B2B space where you're dealing mm-hmm. with a complex message and just giving companies simpler, more meaningful ways to tell their story,
mm-hmm.
We get fired up. Seeing the results from that.
Yeah.
So.
It's a lot of fun to see the light bulbs go on in the boardroom, you know, when everybody gets on the same page
yep.
as far as their messaging. I've seen it. I've
yep.
seen it happen. And,
yep.
You know, it really makes a big difference. And then everybody gets kind of emotional about it because they're like, oh, yeah, well, this is why we're here,
right,
you know,
right.
to make a difference in the world
it
in
does.
Our way.
Yeah. And it impacts the whole organization when you really kind of change the message from, hey, we sell this and this
right.
to something was wrong with the world, and that's why we came up with this solution. You know, this is the way that we're changing our customers' world.
Right.
Then, you know, it's much more of a heart message than a head message.
Yeah.
And it,
I like that.
You know, it gives employees a better reason to come to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you, you know, kind of an evergreen message. So, you know, marketing messages can kind of change over time, but if you can find that cause that's going to stay true over the years, then you really start to build a brand like Nike has done for
yeah.
for decades.
The other thing too is you start to hire around your cause.
You do.
So you hire differently. Let's talk about that a
exactly.
little bit.
Yeah. So, and yeah, you hire differently. You look for the things that really match the values that you're championing that match your cause.
Right.
And you also, you know, you attract the right kind of talent when you have a cause. So if you put a stake yeah. in the ground that says, hey, we're all about this,
mm-hmm.
then the people that share those values are going to come looking for you.
Yeah, that's great. So. I love that. So tell us more about what you're doing next. What are you guys working on now? Is there something big coming up? Are there any events that we should know about that you're going to be part of? Anything coming up?
Sure. We're doing a workshop with Inc. Magazine and Cox coming up next month. It's
going
to
nice.
Be actually probably a couple different ones in different cities. in town. We're involved in a couple of different groups in town. Tag marketing. I know you and I were talking about that a little bit earlier, and got some great things going on with that around content marketing and some different events that we have coming up.
Good.
So other than that, we're just staying busy, trying to keep up with all the work.
So how do we find you online?
So it's pitchmaps.com.
Okay.
And you can check out our blog for some more thoughts on, you know, how to create a good sales message and how to find your cause and things like that.
Right. And they can find you on Twitter or where?
PitchMaps, at PitchMaps. And then my personal Twitter is Benjamin_Reed.
Okay. R-E-E-D.
Yes.
Yes, let's make sure. Well, very good. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us today. It was really enlightening. And you've got me thinking now about my messaging. I'm going, oh, well, what's our cause? You know? And it's just, it's something that is very powerful. And we're glad you're leading the way in that space, Ben.
Great. Awesome.
All right. For High Velocity Radio, Business Radio X, this is Desiree Scales. Have a great week.